From the newsroom at news.com.au.
A huge earthquake hits. Albo lets rip at the Israeli PM and Lizzo sets the record straight about quitting the music industry. All of that and more coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of April. I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Natalie Brown. We'll start overseas. Taiwan was hit by a massive 7.4 magnitude earthquake today, the strongest quake to hit the self-ruled island in 25 years. There is plenty of damage and at the moment it's unclear if anyone's being killed. Tsunami warnings have been issued for Taiwan as well as parts of Japan and the Philippines.
Get the latest on that at news.com.au. Back home now, Anthony Albanese spoke with Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu today after an Australian aid worker was killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday.
I conveyed to Prime Minister Netanyahu in very clear terms that Australians were outraged by this death, by this tragedy of this fine Australian.
Mr. Albanese also announced today who will be Australia's next Governor-General, with the honour going to prominent businesswoman Samantha Mostyn.
Ms. Mostyn has worked with Reconciliation Australia, Beyond Blue, the Australia Council for the Arts, the National Mental Health Commission, and for over a decade, the AFL, where as a member of the AFL Commission and the first woman appointed as a commissioner, she was a strong advocate for the creation of the AFL Women's Competition.
Ms. Mostyn will be sworn in on July 1st.
To celebrity news now, Lizzo has clarified what she meant when she posted a message on social media over the weekend saying, "I quit." The cryptic post led to speculation that Lizzo was quitting the music industry, but here's what the singer had to say today.
When I say I quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people.
There you go. And Taylor Swift's boyfriend Travis Kelce has confirmed he'll be by the singer's side when she takes her Eras tour to Europe in May.
Any chance that I can, you know, show my support to her and knowing that she's shown me all the support in the world throughout the season. It's just been an amazing experience, you know, getting to know Tay.
Swift will perform more than 50 concerts in Europe between May and August before her tour heads to Canada.
She is just never stops touring, does
she? Busy girl.
Oh, have a rest, hun. All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, well, Adidas has announced it will no longer allow football fans to buy German national soccer tops with the number 44 on the back. Why, you ask? Well, people have pointed out that the font used on the tops makes the number 44 look like the symbol used by Nazi SS units during World War II, and that is a bit awkward, isn't it?
Deeply unfortunate. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.